Okay, well, coming off of that culture segment with Ron Deal, we're now going to deal with a specific situation that a listener sent in, and Candace is here to answer this question. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Lisa. So good to be with you, sort of.
Absolutely. I know.
Sort of with you, not sort of good.
Over the air. I know. But we always enjoy hearing your wisdom, especially as it relates to relationships. And of course, this one is no exception. This listener says, I've enjoyed reading the numerous articles available through Boundless. They're thought-provoking and informative. Unfortunately, I'm a divorcee and wondering if it's safe to assume that the articles on dating would still apply to those who may want to remarry. Getting married a second time can be very different from the first. I just want to make sure I'm not heeding advice that isn't necessarily directed for me. Well, you've provided a lot of advice, Candace. You can speak directly to this.
Well, I think this is a great question. It's a really insightful one, and I appreciate her taking the time to ask it. I would say yes and no. I think that as dating is for the purpose of finding a mate and that we are to go about that process in a uniquely Christian way when we're on the path to marrying another believer, that the principles of dating that we've laid out, that Scott has done such a good job with in the Biblical Dating series and that I've unpacked a lot in the Q&A, do apply. You know, all that the Bible says about sexual purity applies, and all that Scripture says about relating to someone who is not your husband as a brother in Christ applies, and vice versa, all of the things about how he would treat you. And so, I think that especially that Biblical Dating series, the general principles are very helpful, maybe even more so because I think when you're looking at getting married again, you've already undoubtedly been hurt to an extent that someone who has just had a breakup, you know, can't even relate to. And so there's a great need there to guard your heart and to take things in the context of a Christian community where you're getting support and you're getting mentoring and you're really being helped in that process. So to that extent, I would say, yes, it does apply. But where I think it doesn't apply, or maybe that's not the right way to say it, but I would just encourage anyone in this situation, before you get to the point of saying, how should I date? Because I want to get remarried, I would encourage you to stop before you get to that point and say, let's assess, are you ready to date? Should you be dating? Should you get married again? I think too often we assume that if someone has gotten divorced, that as soon as that wound heals, you know, as soon as the scab's in place, it's time to start looking for a replacement. And I'm not convinced that that's always the best course, one, especially if there are young children involved. And I think that adds a level of complexity that must be considered and has to be walked out in the context of a church body, because there are just too many issues with little kids and even, you know, as they're older, living in the home, being exposed to a new potential parent and just all the things that raises. And I know Ron does such a great job on those issues of trying to blend families and giving people who are single again kind of a dose of reality about how much time it really takes to blend a family. But I think the other thing that needs to come up in the conversation is, was the divorce biblical? You know, are you biblically released to get married again? And I think that's a difficult conversation to have, but I think it's an essential one, because it won't go well for you if you're trying to follow Christ and you're not released to marry again. It doesn't make sense to push ahead in that direction until you've really resolved the issues with the original marriage, especially if in God's eyes you're still married. And so I would just ask simply, were you a believer when you got divorced? If so, was your divorce biblical? You know, if not, if you were not a believer when you got divorced, how will things be different now that you're saved? How will you do things differently? You have to be so intentional about this, because it's our tendency as humans to just kind of do the things we've always done. But two, to ask, is there any possibility for reconciliation? And so not to jump ahead to the dating scene and the remarriage scene until you've really thoughtfully, prayerfully, with godly counsel, ask those tough questions and answered them well.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I think that if those questions are answered and you're released to remarry, I mean, that's where I think on the front end, you were saying there are a lot of good principles at Boundless where a lot of people come to us and they say, you know, I obviously didn't do it well the first time. I obviously didn't understand the purpose of marriage. I obviously didn't understand how to date biblically or intentionally.
Yeah.
I want to do it well the second time around, and that's good. But like you said, there are other considerations. I mean, your kids need to be a priority in the process, you know, if there are kids, in fact.
Right.
And really looking at, like you said, the context of community and what it means to have others in your life who can help you with that, with a lot of the particulars. So,
yeah, it can be done, and I've seen it. I've seen God redeem situations. I've seen remarriages work wonderfully to His glory. But I think we jump there prematurely often in our culture, and a lot of remarriages that take place simply aren't biblical. And you know, if you're walking with Christ and claiming to be a Christian, that matters. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, thanks, Candace, so much for that insight and that wisdom. And of course, hopefully this will send some people to their pastors and to godly elders and others in their church to begin that assessment and that process. And of course, we don't want to, you know, claim to be the ones who know your situation or whatever.
Right.
So you need to get those people that really are godly counselors in your life and bring them into the situation. So, well, that is great advice. And of course, we have more on our website through our articles and our Q&As, as Candace referenced. Do check out all of our content and then weigh in here on the blog so we know kind of how this is resonating and where it works within your sphere of influence. So that is it for this week's show. Please tune in next week for next week's show, of course. Until then, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.